On today's show, Toyota develops a magnet that cuts the need for rare earth metals. Volkswagen teases a new electric autonomous vehicle. And the increased value of car parts is leading to more stolen vehicles. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. The magnets used in electric motors must be able to maintain magnetization at high temperatures. Rare earth metals are able to help with heat, and that's why up to 30% of the elements used in magnets are rare earths. However, these elements can be expensive, and shortages in the future are a concern because of the growing demand for electrified vehicles. That's why Toyota has developed a new magnet that doesn't use some of the hardest and most expensive rare earths to get, and also significantly reduces the amount of neodymium needed. Neodymium helps with magnetization and heat resistance, but Toyota's magnet uses new technologies that perform those tasks while reducing the amount of neodymium by up to 50%. The magnets will first be used in electric power steering motors in the first half of the next decade, and within the next 10 years, the company is aiming to use the magnets in electric vehicles. We've seen major cities consider banning internal combustion engines as a way to curb pollution, but until they are banned, or when EVs take over, highly congested areas will continue to have air quality problems. But now supplier Hella is teaming up with Brezometer, a company that provides real-time air quality data, to keep drivers aware of how dirty the air is around them. If an area is particularly bad, the system could send a warning to the driver and even provide an alternate route through a less polluted part of town. Or the cleanest route could be programmed into the navigation system before the car ever takes off. China is a great example of where technology like this could be very useful. Vehicle theft shot up again in the U.S. last year by more than 4%, and the rise in value of parts is likely driving the surge. The National Insurance Crime Bureau looked at the cost of replacement parts for the top 10 stolen 2016 model year vehicles, and the value of just a few handful of these parts, like doors, fenders, and headlamps, is quite staggering. The 2016 Toyota Camry was the most stolen vehicle, and 15 commonly replaced parts are valued at over $10,500. 14 standard components on the 2016 Nissan Altima are worth more than $14,000, and 20 parts and pieces on the 2016 Sierra top out at over $21,000. It's no wonder why we see so many vehicles sitting on cinder blocks with no wheels. And still to come, Lexus and Volkswagen tease their Geneva Auto Show reveals.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
The small luxury CUV segment is growing very quickly, and Lexus is just about to introduce an all-new model. The UX crossover will make its debut in Geneva next month. And if that name sounds familiar, it should. Lexus showed a wild, sharp line concept bearing the same name in 2016. This will be the production version. It's going to be very interesting to see how much of the original styling carries over. And speaking of Geneva reveals, Volkswagen's family of ID vehicles is about to get a little bit bigger. While the previous models were all electric models, the ID Vision is the first fully autonomous vehicle. It doesn't have a steering wheel or any visible controls, and rather uses a virtual host that passengers command with their voice and gestures. It's a two-motor, all-wheel drive sedan that has 225 kilowatts of power and whose 111 kilowatt-hour battery provides 665 kilometers, or just over 410 miles of range. And while not a Geneva reveal, Kia is also teasing the second generation of the K900. It looks like the flagship sedan will get a mild exterior refresh, and Kia adds, quote, new technologies protect occupants, enhance interior comfort, and give the driver greater confidence at the wheel. The new K900 will make its debut and go on sale later this year. Coming up next, we discuss the future of auto shows.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Last week, Mercedes announced that it will not be at next year's Detroit Auto Show because it wants to unveil new products at special events or tech shows like CES. On the most recent Autoline After Hours, John Gary and their journalist colleagues discussed the future of auto shows.
It's further proof that automakers have a huge plethora of platforms with which to deliver their news and with which to communicate, and they're taking advantage of that. There's some interesting elements of that as well. I think Mercedes is like some of the other Germans. The North American sales arms that they have will make the decisions for the regional shows, which would be New York, Chicago, and L.A., where Stuttgart or their home office makes the decision for Detroit because it's the OICA International Certified Show. So it's not necessarily even a decision about Detroit versus L.A. or Detroit versus CES for the body that's making the decision. It's about Detroit versus Paris versus Beijing versus whatever.
Shanghai.
Or do we go someplace else altogether?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on.
I agree with all of that. And I think you're seeing more and more, I mean, including the Detroit car companies. The Detroit car companies went, even though the Silverado and the Ram truck were big reveals and highly important products, I mean, they were kind of done off-site in a way. I was reading Automotive News was saying that Ford has a new focus for Europe, which is a big deal for Europe, but they're going to show that in April at an event that apparently that they're going to host, right, and not at the Geneva Auto Show. And the thing, you're right, I mean, the auto companies have figured out they can have their own auto show, just an auto show of one. Don't have to fight the fight to get attention. They'll get plenty of media coverage via the World Wide Web and all other means. We'll all go dutifully write about it if it's a major enough product.
You can watch that entire discussion right now on Autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. And be sure to join us this Thursday for a new Autoline After Hours. John and Gary will be talking all about the new Nissan Leaf because our special guest is Christopher Reed, the engineer of the electric vehicle. So if you have any questions about the Leaf, send them our way to viewermail@autoline.tv. That's it for today. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.